This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on the launch of Karma Yogi Saptah. The participants are Dr. R. Balasubramaniam, Member Capacity Building Commission, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
It's a pleasure to have Dr. R. Balasubramaniam, Member Capacity Building Commission, with us. A warm welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you.
Dr. Balasubramaniam, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched the Karma Yogi Saptah, which is the National Learning Week in New Delhi today. And during the week, each Karma Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. Would you elaborate on this Karma Yogi Saptah? What is the importance of it? What is the objective behind it?
Thank you for having me here. I think the Karma Yogi Saptah is sort of a reminder to ourselves, to ask ourselves how do we build our capacities in a very focused, organized way, leading to being part of this extraordinary journey of leading India to a Vikasit Bharat. A week is just more of symbolic thing. These officers are learning throughout the year. They're expected to learn at least 50 hours of learning. And what is more important is just not learning anything and everything. Each ministry, the Capacity Building Commission, has prepared very detailed capacity building plans. And it is to the level of each individual in the ministry knows what he or she is supposed to acquire and what are the competencies he needs to do his job well to take India into the future. Keeping this in mind, we decided that we need to give it to increase the momentum and make sure that people feels like a festival of learning. And that is how the Saptah was conceived. It also is an opportunity for the whole nation to come together in something which is path-breaking. And in the Prime Minister's words, it's something like, you know, rediscovering the purpose of life and trying to embed our intent to serve and the desire to serve and to build an aspirational India. So this is a moment of all that. And along with that, it's not just courses. We're also having more than 23 distinguished people, mostly Indians from around the world, who are experts in different areas. And so these are not people whom we can listen to every day. So we're creating opportunities where people can just tune in for an hour, attend those webinars at their convenience. And then later on, once the recordings are done and they're available on the iGOT Karma Yogi platform, they can go back and listen to it. It's a way of actually promoting lifelong learning and reminding people that you intensify that lifelong learning in this 1 week.
Learning, Dr. Balasubramaniam, never ceases to exist. So why only 1 week? And I believe there is particularly one day devoted to this as well. And why do you need the Prime Minister to, you know, kind of give it the importance that it deserves?
The Prime Minister constantly challenges himself and says, what can I learn every day? And what is it that I'm learning new? And, you know, we live in a very dynamic ecosystem. Black swan events are normal. And public system response is what is going to make a difference. And if you looked at COVID, and the things are all, those are challenges which any public system faces. But the mandate of Mission Karma Yogi, if you go deeper into it, is fourfold. One is, how do you enhance performance of our officers? How do you make sure their accountability increases? How do you embed emerging technologies into what they do every day? And how do you make governance citizen-centric? So in brief, it's about shifting attitudes from feeling like a karmachari to behaving like a karma yogi. It's about moving away and transcending rule-based approaches to a role-based approach to HR management. It's also about getting future ready. When future is so uncertain and complicated and complex, the only way you can be future ready is to be learning all the time. Now, while we're learning all the time, we're also busy doing our works that we may not have the kind of attention and energy that you can acquire a lot in a very encapsulated time. So Learning Week is, it might sound symbolic, but it also communicates urgency, the importance, and also the necessity for us to focus on what we could acquire as quickly as possible. And the Honorable Prime Minister's conviction that a future-ready bureaucracy is what India needs, and that's a bureaucracy which can deliver to Vikasit Bharat. And his conviction that people are hungry to learn, it's just that we need to give them the tools of learning. That is why he himself launched the National Learning Week. And it was not just the National Learning Week. What he also launched was the Karma Yogi Competency Model. And along with that, the one day that you mentioned was a day dedicated to Indian knowledge systems, where as much of learning can happen from understanding from our civilizational strengths, understanding what can Indian ancient wisdom bring to the table, how can it be kept in the context of today, and what is it that our officers can learn from, which can they apply in their professional lives as they continue in their journeys of working and learning?
I understand from what you just said that the National Learning Week will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants and ministries, departments and organizations. So you also mentioned about the four sankalps and the four guna that we will be inculcating in the officers. So how do you plan to do that? Or will this prepare the officers or whoever is a participant to imbibe that, you know, for future?
Now, it's wrong to imagine that they're doing this only for this week. They're doing this throughout the year, but the extra focus is for this week. So it would not be appropriate to say it's only a week-long learning. It's very intense learning for this week-long, and it's a celebratory approach to learning. And like the Honorable Prime Minister in his speech even today said, learning individually gives a little joy, but when you learn it as a community, when you're sitting together in your office and four of you learn the same course and then you discuss about it, that way you remember more and you sort of get each other's buy-in into the whole process. The Karma Yogi competency model, which though you mentioned, was the four sankalps. If you look at the call given by the Prime Minister for the country, his first sankalp is Vikas. Development. How does development look like? It's not just economic growth, but also investments on human and social capital. Second is Garv. How do you take pride in being a public servant? How do you take pride in being an Indian? How do you take pride in our own dress, in our food, in our languages? A way of decolonizing the mind. Third is Kartavya. This is every public servant has got a responsibility to perform. And how do you remind yourself of your duties to the nation, to the citizens? And the last sankalp is Ekta. Our nation needs to be united. We're being fragmented in too many different ways. Getting us all together, thinking as a whole of government approach, whole of nation approach. We're all Indians, and how do we work for each other? And this is possible only when you have four gunas. That's what the competency model deconstructs into. The four gunas we say everybody needs. The first one is Swadhyaya. Understand yourself. The second is Sahakaryata. You can't do this alone. Learn to work with others. Collaborate. The third we say is Rajakarma. You want to make government efficient, effective, you've got to have the tools to make it that way. And so we are not teaching them that. The functional competencies you need to run the government. And the last is Swadharma. His call for citizen-centric governance and Janbhagidari. He says the dharma for every civil servant. Each of these is further broken down into, you know, we have 13 behavioral competencies. We have 21 functional competencies. And every ministry has got their domain competencies. You ask, how does it actually practically translate? Every single course, we have a learning management system called and a separate educated company called the Karma Yogi Bharat, which oversees all this. More than 1,400 courses are on the platform based on all this competency framework I just mentioned.
So anyone can access that?
Any government servant can access it with a GOV ID. If you don't, one of your senior officers has to play the role of an administrator, let you in, and then you can learn any amount of courses on that. That is where they do the 50 hours of learning. That's possibly one of the world's largest systems, most used. More than, I think, 4 crore learners have done individual courses in terms of number of courses. And then at least we are expecting 30 lakh civil servants in some form or the other in the next 1 week to be actually doing one course or the other. At least 4 hours of learning is what we're expecting. It's designed to take that kind of a load. And so those courses are tacked to the competencies I just mentioned. Okay. So every course, you acquire a few competencies, and those competencies will actually help you do your roles better. Every single Government of India employee today as a defined role. For each role, we have mapped out the functions it does. For each function, what are the set of activities he does? For each activity, what are the competencies he needs? And these competencies, what course he can get it from? And so it's possibly 3 years of hard work. What you're seeing today is 1 week. It's actually 3 years of hard work, and people are already doing the learning. It's not that they're just going to be learning this week. The intensification as well as making it a practice, and there'll always be a small percentage of people who might not have got onto the platform. Giving them an impetus through a learning week launched by a Prime Minister will possibly get 100% subscription to our platform also.
Dr. Balasubramanian, there are many resources available in digital domain. How are these different? What is available? And how do you deal with certain issues like, I don't have a mentor, how can I study? What if I have any questions to ask, who do I go to? And what about the practical aspect of it?
Every course is designed to very high standards of learning. Today, it's a world of online courses. Now, I used to teach at Cornell University, and we know exactly how a learning design has to happen. Now, these courses are not just material put together, recorded, and onboarded onto the platform. They're structured around a specific design that is kept in mind to optimize learning output. Obviously, it's a trade-off. There's in a brick-and-mortar structure, you can do more learning. There's physical contact. You can answer them immediately. In asynchronous learning, there's some trade-off. So there are assessments which are done, and the assessments have to be responded to, and only if he gets a basic mark, he gets a certificate which can be downloaded. This certificate gets tagged onto EHRMS. Okay. And these are all driven around just three things. Every course that is on the platform is judged against three particular filters. First is, can the officer doing the course even relate to the content? And that is why it's very unique, because he may do hundreds of courses on Coursera, edX and all those platforms, but the content he may still like. He may do a course on AI. It may be very relevant to him as a young man getting into the technology space, but can he relate to it as an officer of the government? I'm not so sure. Here the courses are designed and developed for him to function as a government official, and therefore they're very relatable, it's very relevant. And the third thing we ask ourselves is, after I do the course, how much of it can I apply? And the application value is taken for us. Only then the course is onloaded to the platform. So the very rigorous quality standards prescribed, passes through the standards, and then it gets uploaded and then tagged to what courses, competencies that they represent. Automatically the algorithm will pick up, the moment I put my name, the algorithm will pick up and say, for your role, these are the 40 competencies you need. And for each competency, it will say there are 4 or 5 courses available. I could choose what course I want, but I get a bouquet of choices which I can pick from. More importantly, why can't I do this on any other portal? There might be some very good courses on other portals we are exploring, and we're asking them to upload it on this platform also. It's not as though we are only designing and developing only our courses. If there's a general course which makes sense to us, we try to ask them to put it on our platform or give a link from our platform to that course, and they can still do it. So these courses are extremely practical. And that is what's the difference between an online course you do on a university platform or a course that you do on our platform.
Okay, and how future ready are these courses?
I would say the first thing we need to make sure is we're completely ready for the present. Many of the courses are future ready. If you look at emerging technologies, if it's about deploying AI in everyday functioning, these are very future ready. Now, the future itself is very, very complex to define. But at the same time, there's some predictability that we have based on trends, and therefore we prepare for that. We ask ourselves 2 years from now, what will this ministry be doing? And for this ministry to do those functions, what are the kind of skills that people need? And it's an estimation, and that's why we source people from all over the world to come and do a course for us, and that's how it's been working.
So the National Learning Week will provide fresh impetus towards individual and organizational capacity development. And during this week, correct me if I'm wrong, each Karmyogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency learning. So 4 hours in 1 week, is that sufficient, or thereafter you encourage them?
You know, the whole idea is to sort of energize and reactivate the spirit of learning.
How's that done then?
Throughout the year, they're learning actually. See, we adults, we're all very unique people. We'll only learn when there's a reason to learn, when there's pressure on us. Only when the shoe pinches will we solve the problem.
Yeah.
And therefore, for many of us, when the incentive is in a situation where people can just sit back and say, you know what, I can relax, I can get away with it, it would have been okay. But today in government, there's an urgency for demonstrating performance. There's a pressure on them to make sure that they're accountable for the being a role of a public servant. So the shoe has started to pinch for them to learn all the time. And they are hungry for products. My own experience of 3.5 years, I am an outsider who joined the government, and I'm quite impressed. The people outside have an impression that the people here are unwilling to learn, they are not interested, which is not true. They are willing to learn, they didn't have a product offered to them. Now they're having product offered to them. They know the shoe is pinching, they can solve it. And there's also pressure on them because every ministry has got something called a capacity building unit. They're supposed to encourage, monitor and do all this. And being technology enabled, huge dashboards are readily available in real time basis, clearly saying which ministry, where, who's doing what. Now if I'm the secretary of a ministry and if I'm doing 4 courses and I publicly put it out, my people also get inspired. So I think the spirit of learning has caught on. And is 4 hours enough? No, 4 hours is representative. They also have a day job to do. Let's not forget they're working 8 hours a day. They're also doing learning. Today is a Saturday. Many of them will be learning. Today, 2.5 lakh people registered on the portal today itself to take courses. Now, you can ask, is the government servant really willing to spare his Saturday to learn? But this is a demonstration. We have trackability today where we know exactly how much time they're spending, on what course are they learning, are they completing videos, are they just jumping? Everything can be tracked. And everybody gets a notification. With technology, all that can be done. So my view is, for some people, it will be beginning of lifelong learning. For some people, it will be intensification of the lifelong learning they're already engaged in. For some people, it will be life as usual because they're learning all the time anyway.
It's a very positive thing to say. Now that the platform has been given to the people to learn and to widen their horizons and to, you know, be future ready, as you, I'm quoting you on that. And this is something that they can go on to the iGOT platform, right?
Yes.
And the courses are available in the webinar format designed by the professionals, as you said, and eminent speakers will deliver lectures at the webinar and help the Karmyogis to work towards the citizen-centric delivery in an effective way. So on that note, thank you much, Subramaniam, for being with us.
You were listening to a discussion on the launch of the Karmyogi Saptah. The participants were Dr. R. Balasubramaniam, Member Capacity Building Commission, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094044.